The House committee approved the bill a day after a Senate committee moved its version of the Farm Bill forward. The five-year bill funds farm nutrition and conservation programs. 18th Congressional District Representative Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney of the Hudson Valley, a member of the committee, calls it a terrific piece of legislation that will lead to more jobs, a better farm economy, and policies that work for farmers.
We were successful in including in the Farm Bill my legislation, which we call the Crop Act, which would reform the crop insurance programs for specialty crop farmers. We also are expanding support for specialty crop programs and organic farming. We're expanding the distribution of locally grown food. We're going to protect critical conservation programs, providing regulatory relief. But the bottom line is that agriculture is critical to the economy of the Hudson Valley, and this bill means more jobs and better markets for our farmers.
Maloney adds that it includes crucial provisions for dairy.
Basically, this is going to protect from too much supply in the market. It's going to mean better prices, and the dairy provisions in this bill work for our folks. If you look at the crop insurance bill we passed, if you look at the provision directing the Secretary of Agriculture to focus on Wallkill flooding, if you look at the dairy provisions, we have made this bill work for us, for our farmers.
New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman says the group is generally pleased with the proposed farm bill,
especially as it applies to dairy, because it does transition away from the MILC program to the margin insurance program, and we think that's going to be a more equitable way to provide a proper and fair safety net for our farmers, because it's going to take not only milk prices into account, but also feed prices as well, and look at that gap between the cost of milk and the cost of feed. It's going to provide more of a safety net and a stronger floor for our farmers to be able to survive and hopefully grow.
The Farm Bill is the source of funding for the SNAP or food stamp program. The level of funding is a major sticking point, and the House Agriculture Committee increased the cuts to the program. Congressman Maloney says the cuts are too steep, but compromise is possible.
I just don't believe that there's not one penny of savings in the food stamp program. That's where I part company with some of my liberal friends. I think my Republican colleagues are going too far, but we should be able to reach an honorable compromise there, because the bill gets results for our farmers, and that's the main game we need to play.
Hunger Free Vermont Executive Director Marissa Parisi is very concerned and is adamant that the nutrition community cannot stand for the cuts made in the House version of the bill.
If we have to live with this House Farm Bill, it means tens of thousands of people in Vermont will be kicked off the Three Squares Vermont program, which is what we call our SNAP program. The same would be true in New York and all of our states across the country, and also hundreds of thousands of children would lose their free meals at school.
The Farm Bill was supposed to be completed last fall, but stalled in the House. Vermont Farm Bureau President Clark Hinsdale says it's crucial that it pass, because it's not just farmers who rely on its provisions.
Right now, people that produce all kinds of commodities, and people who do conservation programs, and people who enhance wildlife habitat, and you name it, all these things that are in the Farm Bill are hanging in the balance. And rural America just really wants decisions made and to get a farm bill passed.
The Senate is expected to take up floor debate on the bill next week. The House has yet to schedule any action. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.